Hey kid, you looking for answers? Wrong stop. But if you're into messy stories about addiction, mental health, and the side of life that no one else wants to discuss, come, stay a while. This is Malfunction Junction. I'm Andrew. That's Jay. We're just two guys trying to figure some shit out before the next bus rolls in. Sit tight. Might get weird. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Malfunction Junction. This is Andrew. Sorry for the late episode here. I know this is a Tuesday. I think that I'm probably going to get this out. We've been going through a lot lately with just general life shit. I think that's both me and Jay. So Jay, we're giving him some grace. He's going to be back eventually. But for today, it's just me. Which is fine.
Fucking better be.
Anyway. Sorry for the late episode. We do have some, announcements, I guess we could call it. New things, maybe. And I wrote this, so I'm going to read it as I wrote it. I would like to let people know that I am aware that I am an absolute fucking basket case. That I may be a little selfish. And then most of the time, I have no idea what I'm talking about. But that's where this podcast comes in. I'd like to learn more about the disease, or whatever it is, that affected me in so many ways. It took the lives of many of my friends and nearly my own. I want to find out why people go through this, why people are willing to put their lives out for drugs. I hate to preach about sobriety, because I'm not sober. I take the edge off daily, and take other drugs that I need to stay alive, or sane at least. It's just that I'm not taking the drug that I saw was going to kill me. Which, I think that's everybody, it's different for everybody. Some people can drink alcohol, some people can't smoke weed. I can smoke weed, I can't drink alcohol. And even weed I've been thinking about lately, just like, maybe I don't need to do that anymore. That's one of those things that I've been flirting with forever, but I think if I were to quit weed and kratom, I think that would be close enough to sober. And I don't know. Kava is an interesting one too. It doesn't seem to be addictive, but it does appear to have some qualities that make you intoxicated. But yeah, I'm aware about that. I don't preach about sobriety. I think we've discussed this a couple times. This is a harm reduction podcast. On that note, I think we're going to be shifting a little bit. At least slightly, at least sometimes. Who knows if it's even a shift, more of an expansion. We're going to expand towards drugs as a whole, from recovery from addiction to asking the question of why do people use in the first place. We are going to do this by being a bit more inclusive to those who are still using and asking them, with understanding and admission of our own problems, why do they use in the first place? What is the reason for their escape from reality? What happened in their life that caused them to wander down this wrong path? Or is it the right path? What is it that makes people use? Where did things go wrong? Why do people need to escape? We're looking for artists, addicts, rejects, anyone who feels their life has been affected by drugs or the struggle that is life. We'll take negative stories, positive stories, stories of struggle, stories that show people as human and not just as a label which defines them wholly. Addict. I'll also be writing more lately. I've been writing more. I'll be publishing some of my works. I'm working more in general to create. I'm working on a theory that the only way... I've talked about my theory of what God is on this podcast, and it is the artist. It is the creator of all. And I think that the only way to worship the artist is to yourself create. As it is, so am I. But I've been going back to church lately. And that's been going pretty good. I was unable to go this last Sunday, which I will get to here shortly. Magdalene and I have been attending church at our friend Rich, who is a pastor, his church. Shout out Rich, you're the man. If you're listening, we love you. You're the shit. Or you're awesome. I guess I shouldn't say cuss word to pastor. Anyway. Oh, shit. I was supposed to do this. There we go. Thank you. Yeah, so going back to church, I've been thinking a lot about God and the artist and what it is that I subscribe to spiritually. And I know that I do subscribe to the idea that there is just, it's just the artist. But sometimes I wonder, what is Jesus? And I was raised in the Christian church, so it's not necessarily something that's like a foreign concept to me of what is Jesus. But I had it explained to me once that I really liked, and I think I kind of go with now, that I think, because I struggled with a long time of, is Jesus even a real person? Was this guy even a real dude? Like, or is this guy just made up and some one of those things that they just told 2,000 years later is just a story and it's not real? Who knows? I don't know. I'm a skeptic of everything for the most part. For the most part. I probably should be more skeptical in all honesty. But yeah, so what's that? God. So the idea of Jesus that I heard from a pastor at a different church on, I believe, a Christmas Eve service about 2 years ago. I was on mushrooms, which is the best way to go to church, by the way. Well, in some states, but not here. Anyway, but yeah, so the explanation that I got of what Jesus was is the Word of God. It's like, I mean, obviously, like, look, they call the Bible the Word of God, but the Bible is a collection of writings that were collected at a certain time from the Dead Sea Scrolls, I think. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's what the history of the Bible is. The Dead Sea Scrolls that were then corroborated with other documents and collected to canonize the Bible. Is that what it is? Whatever. I fucking honestly have no idea what the Bible is in reality. I don't think it's the Word of God. Maybe some of this stuff, Psalms, Proverbs, where it feels like the author David and Solomon, I believe, respectively, it feels like the author is connected to something higher, and so maybe that's what it is. It's a collection of books that were, or writings that were, you know, spiritually guided. And yeah, but in that sense, like, why, like, there are so many things nowadays that make more, like, why haven't we, I don't know, revamped that shit? There's a lot of wise people out there today that are thinking cool shit. It's like, why are we still reading a book from, well, it's, I mean, Genesis is potentially as much as 10 to 15,000 years ago, if you believe stuff that is coming out now. Because that's like Genesis up to chapter, I think it's fucking 7. I think 7 or 8 is when the flood is, or at least Noah's story is told. So like for fucking 6 chapters of Genesis, if you don't believe me on this, look this up. There are fucking giants, dude. The Nephilim? Go look that up. Fucking pause right now and go look up the word Nephilim if you don't know what that is. It's a real fucking thing. But then there was the flood. Goodbye. Anyway, that's a little bit about what I've been going to church for lately. Just think. I like to, you know, it's also a nice time to, it's a forced break. Because I have a tough time with not working every day. I at least need to do something on my fucking work every single day, it feels like. And it's fucking agonizing sometimes. But the church allows me to just kind of be like, okay, well, we went to church. I'm going to go rest for a little while. Maybe I'll work a half day, but that's not a full day. So whatever. It's like, I don't know. Maybe I need to take a Sabbath more. I need to honestly, well, college football season's coming up and that is my Sabbath. Saturdays in college in fall, I will be nowhere to be found. But if you want to find me, I will be in my podcast studio watching college football on a projector. Anyway, we'll go on to the next little topic here I had. which is the Night Cook update. Night Cook, for anybody who is interested in knowing, we did a little bit of a podcast with myself and Magdalen, who shot the thing on with she shot it, I directed it. It was awesome. Anyway, that's my point, is that Night Cook turned out fucking great. Yeah, I'm going to let that one sit for a second. Yeah, I'm giving that one to myself. There's no one else here to give that to me. I think Jay probably would have said to do it, but you know what I mean. I'm giving that one to myself. Fuck yeah, bud. You made a goddamn movie. And it wasn't just me. Obviously, it wasn't just me. There were a lot of people. I could not have done that by myself. There were so many fucking people that helped, dude. Shout out Lee. Shout out Harrison. Shout out Madge. Shout out Travis. Shout out Maya. Everybody. Shout out the actors. It was fucking a lot, dude. It was a lot of work. And we're not done. We're not even close to done. I'm currently assembling the rough cut. And Travis and I spent 6 hours the other day fucking going over notes of the podcast, of each take, which there was like something like 128 gigabytes worth of space or worth of footage, I think. So it's just an insane amount of fucking shit. And it's definitely a tough one, but it's just been a fucking great experience, man. And I think I do have a very good feeling about this film. I don't know what that means. It's hard to know what this means in the world of uncertainty in general. But I do have a good feeling about this film. I think it's a good film. I think it's going to tell a story that it needs to. There's some sort of thing in the wind that is going to push us and push this film forward. And you've heard that here first on fucking Malfunction Junction podcast on July 22nd, 2025. You can mark that down at 12:34 in the recording. There's probably a 30-second intro as well. So put it at 13 minutes. That's where you heard me fucking call that shit. This one's going yard, bud. Yeah, so as I, Babe Ruth, call my shot, I'm going to talk a little bit about something else. And this is, I'm not going to mention any names. I'm not going to mention any people at all. I'm not going to mention any places that I'm involved with people. And because it's really, this is not just a singular thing that I'm dealing with here, with this next segment here. I'm going to talk about loyalty here for a second. Now, loyalty is something that I think it's one of my personal strongest qualities. And it's a quality that I respect utmost in others when someone is loyal, because of something that we've built together, we are loyal to each other. You will not sell me out. I will not sell you out. You will not, talk behind my back. I will not talk behind your back. And someone fucking comes up and does talk behind one of our backs, you're defending. We're defending each other. That's how I roll. I am a ride or die every single fucking time. Yeah, I don't know, man. Fuck it. I'm the type of guy that is, I'm usually the last person to leave people's sides when everybody's mad at people. I'm usually the last person to be like, fuck you, dude. Unless it's egregious, in which case I'm the first. But it's like, it's something that it's like, I don't think that's actually true or whatever. I'm usually the last person to leave that person's side, someone's side. But when it's not reciprocated, I'm not quite sure how you can move forward from that. It's when you band against loyalty, disloyal. I don't know what the fucking opposite of loyalty is, but whatever the word I'm looking for is the opposite of loyalty. It's kind of hard to come back from that once someone knows that you're already not loyal, that you're already willing to throw away things that you've made with another person just to sabotage your own self, or you're willing to not defend the people that are the reason you are where you are now. Those are thinking of two separate subjects, two separate people, rather. And I won't name names. I won't talk about it too much more, but loyalty is one of the most valuable traits in a human. And not because you should abuse that loyalty, but because it can balance things for the remainder of your time together, I think, or something along those lines. Fuck it, I don't know, man, I'm an idiot. On to the next thing. We're going to talk about, well, the reason I didn't go to church this last Saturday, just a little bit. So I wrote a little bit about this the other day in my journal. I woke up with a mixed episode. I have no idea what's going on with my brain. I feel like I have no one, nor anyone to talk to about this. I feel today, I feel truly stuck in a state of perpetual indecision, unable to focus on a single thought for more than 30 seconds. If madness feels like anything, I'm worried it might be this. My skin is vibrating. I don't understand it. I've taken all of my meds and I'm still here, trapped like a bird. That was on 7/20. Anyone that knows anything about my life, well, I didn't even remember this, so I can't blame you if you don't remember this, knows that I had a pretty traumatic incident a few years back. And that was actually, funny enough, I'll just read the next thing. I may know, or at least can figure what was going on with my brain 7/20. I think my body may have remembered the 6-year anniversary of getting stabbed without my mind making the connection. It's strange, I can almost feel the chaos building inside of me, calling for me to burn all I have that it is good. A controlled burn may be necessary, but the odds that it runs wild are strong. Keep it contained. That's what I wrote today. It's weird when you have a, like, I swear, I don't know how to describe what I was going through the other day, but whatever it was, I felt it, I just was freaking out, man. I felt like my brain was pulsing. I felt like, I don't know what was happening, dude, but I calmed down eventually, and then I remembered the next day that 7/20 is the anniversary of getting stabbed. It's 6 years this year. It happened in 2019. And it's strange, man. It's strange being there, because, like, I mean, I'm 100%, I should be dead, dude. I know people that get stabbed like that in the fucking head and the neck don't, like, they don't fucking, they're not the same or better after that. And I was 10 times, 1,000 times worse, really, right after it. But eventually I picked myself up and I'm fucking, I swear to you, I'm better than I was. I don't know. I mean, I'm also older, so it's like that may be a thing, but it's like I don't have the same fears and desires to crash and burn as I did before I was 23 and got stabbed. And I don't have the same hatred for and fear for the outside world as I did when I was 24, when I was dying, basically, for lack of a better term. Yeah. So it was weird. It was a weird thing. It definitely felt like I was going crazy. And, like, I kind of was. I think my body, like, honestly had a trauma response, which is wild, dude. And next topic. We're going to go into baseball. God fucking damn it, dude. The Giants are fucking me up, dog. What the fuck are they doing? I know I'm based in Colorado, and I know I'm supposed to be a fucking Rockies fan, but the Rockies are terrible.
Terrible.
And I've been a Giants fan my whole life, so it's like, you can't hate me for... I grew up in fucking... not in San Francisco, but near there. I lived in San Francisco for a little while, but I'm not from there. You can't claim to be from the city unless you're from there. I am... And anyway, I'm from a fucking better place anyway. Kind of. Gold Country is way sicker than fucking the city. Well, the city's pretty sick. I can't say that. But they're both nice in different ways. In complete opposite ways, they are both nice. California as a whole. If it weren't for the government, I'd be there. Right now. But I am not. Fuck Gavin Newsom. You can tell him I said that. Anyway. Yeah, so the Giants have been pissing me off. The Rockies have been pissing me off, too, because it's like, come on, man. They're winning now. They're starting to win games. Come on, man. We want you guys to be the worst team ever. We want you guys to be that bad. We do not want a fucking 41-win team. We don't. We don't want a 41-win team. We don't even want a 40-win team. We're looking for 39 or lower. We want you to be the worst team of all time. I think that's how, I mean, correct me if anyone in Denver that's listening to this, write in and correct me if I'm wrong. We want the Rockies to be the worst team of all time. Right? I hope we do. Anyway, the Giants have been pissing me off and it's fucking obnoxious. They have no reason that they should be this bad. Well, they're not even bad. They have a winning record, but it's like, dog, it's like we're just dropping games for no reason. Like, just getting out hit, out pitched. Fucking Hayden Birdsong didn't even get an out yesterday. We were down 3-1 in the bottom of the first inning with no outs and the bases loaded. Hayden Birdsong gave up fucking 4 walks and a double. And I think 5 earned runs. Not getting an out. What does that do to your ERA? That's got to fucking... His ERA's got to be like 10. I'm going to check that right now. I'll check. I don't really care that much. Yeah, his ERA's got to be fucked now. We're going to move on to the next and final part of... this little podcast I had going on, and thank you if you made it this far for listening. It's been interesting having this podcast, and I think we're doing pretty well at it, and I'm excited that it's continued to go on. We are going to get things back in order. Jay and I did talk the other day, and I think we are going to make things happen in order, but it's just going to take time, and it's going to take scheduling and commitment from each other, and yeah, so we'll see what happens. I appreciate you all listening and, staying connected with us. I'm going to do one part of our regular segment, which is the song of the week. We are going to shout out again, Old 99 by Bear Hat. If you haven't checked it out already, go check it out. It's a wonderful song. Charlie White, who was on the podcast a few episodes ago, which if you didn't listen to that one, go check it out because that was a great episode. Charlie's the man. He talked all about music and the new single that they just released. And they're also going to do, it's part of an album. It was pretty serendipitous timing. I did not know they were releasing an album releasing a single the next day after the podcast, but that was the way it was. So that's nice. Go check that out. Old 99 by Bear Hat. Great song. Like bluegrass type stuff. And they have a flute in there, and that's pretty sick. The flute adds a lot. The flute adds something crazy to it, dude. It's pretty sick. Old Bear Hat. And I'm trying to go see them live because I hear they put on a great show. I've seen Charlie live a few times, but never with the band. Anyway, that's our song of the week for this week, Old 99 by Bear Hat. And we're going to get out of here in just a moment. I guess I will shout out the last thing. Check out our Etsy store. We have stickers. Quite a bit of stickers. If anyone would like to purchase them, they are available for sale. At the moment on the Etsy store, the prices are a little fucked. I'm trying to work on that. If you think that... If you want to buy one of these stickers and you think that it's too expensive, wait like a week because it's probably going to be cheaper. Or at least I'll have like a buy five get for like $15 instead of $5 each or whatever. Yeah. Follow us on Instagram. Email us at malfunctionjunctionpodcast@gmail.com. Instagram is at malfunctionjunctionpodcast. We are now on TikTok as well. I believe it is. Let me find that out. Hold on. Let me find out where TikTok fucking... I hate TikTok, dude. Fucking TikTok. Okay. Don't do that. Shut up, dude. Shut up. Go away. Okay, it's malfunction.junct. JUNCT. That is our TikTok. Check it out. God damn it, I hate you. I fucking just blast immediately. Fuck TikTok, man. Don't tell him I said that. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. check us out. Love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. This is for you. That's right. So everybody, have a great day.